Right. I'd now like to turn to business tax, and I'll start with corporation tax. There are a number of changes to the main rate and indeed the small companies rate of corporation tax, and both of these are reductions and both will be welcomed by the business community. The main rate of corporation tax is of course paid by companies with profits above the upper limit, which is unchanged at £1.5 million. And we're going to have legislation in this second finance bill by which the main rate of corporation tax will be set at 27% on or after the 1st of April 2011. So that's fairly good news. And you'll be aware, of course, that big companies have long lobbied the Chancellor, saying that the UK is fairly dramatically unfair on corporation tax. And there are lots of countries that all the big companies could go to where they would pay much less corporation tax. You only need, of course, to look at the Republic of Ireland, just an hour's flying time away, where their corporation tax limit is substantially lower than what we've got in the UK. So that's the first thing. The main rate of CT is going to drop by one percentage point to 27. It also looks as though it's going to continue dropping, and their target rate is 24%. And we're hoping to achieve that by the 1st of April 2014. Now, not all big companies will be able to have that. Of course, the oil companies are still being bashed. Their corporation tax rate will remain at 30%. There's some good news too for many AAT companies. The small profits rate, that is the CT rate that's paid on profits below the lower limit of £300,000, will similarly see a drop. And that's going from 21% to 20%, again on the 1st of April 2011. Now, that's very good news for small companies. You'll be aware that Gordon Brown had placed a rising wedge of taxation with small companies with the... And, of course, he'd been playing yo-yo, too, with it. Do you remember the infamous 0% rate, then the 10% rate, and then that rising wedge from 19 to 22? Well, you'll also remember that the 21 to 22% never actually happened. It was pegged in the recession at 21%, and now it's going to drop back very slightly to 20%. So that's got to be good news. There's something else too in this, and there's a hint that the government will be reviewing small business taxation. There was another announcement, not particularly widely clear in the budget, that the government would be looking at the IR35 legislation with a view to accepting, I guess, that that just isn't working very well. The amount of money it produces is negligible. The amount of work it makes for advisors is absolutely huge, and the uncertainty for taxpayers is huge too. So I think that review is going to be quite good, but I have just an ominous sensation down my backbone that that's also going to include the whole business of the inequality between trading as a company and trading as a sole trader. I think we've all accepted that that's an inequality that cannot last, and something needs to be done about that. So this budget, there's at least a hint that that is going to happen.